On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuck Reese Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of this show. Well, the SEC schedule for 2024 is out, and the man we kind of really always turn to, our buddy Bill Bender, national writer for The Sporting News. You can follow Bill on his personal Twitter page, at BillBender92, and he joins me on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. As always, Bill, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta with us tonight. Always good to talk to you.
No, thanks for having me on. Very cool. Very busy night with the SEC schedule. I assume we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for all of the easiness of the schedule this year for Georgia, you know, things will get cranked up in 2024. They're going to go to Texas. They're going to go to Alabama. You know, look, it's the price you pay, right? I mean, for being the national program, you know, and the best program in college football, that, you know, this is going to be a fun ride come this first season with, you know, Oklahoma and Texas coming in.
Yeah, and they're clearly showing Alabama and Georgia to Oklahoma and Texas, if you know what I mean. Oklahoma gets Alabama at home. Texas gets Georgia at home. I mean, it's not going to be an easy schedule for Georgia and Alabama. As a result, it's going to put a high premium on that game when they play in Tuscaloosa. So I don't want to call it strictly a loser from a schedule standpoint, because Georgia and Alabama, their road is tougher. I would say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing, you know, one of the things about the SEC schedule that I'm so glad that they're getting back to is we are going to get Texas and Texas A&M back together. And it's funny, Bill, you know, for all of the angst and everything that we heard for a few years there when this rivalry went away, it's amazing how everybody can come together when all the money is on the table and there's this whole pile of cash in front of everybody.
All sit on the field, right? I mean, I've told people for years, I don't think fan bases in the country hate each other more than those two. I really don't, and I live in Columbus. It's definitely a heated rivalry. I'm glad they're going to reunite on the field. I'm actually, nice little touch, too, that Texas is going to Texas A&M and going to Arkansas, some old Southwest Conference rivalries there. I thought Texas, it's clear, is going to be the shiny new toy, the center of the conference's attention as they go into the SEC. There's no doubt about that.
So I have a couple of questions that I want to get your answer to about not even just the SEC, but about across the country. First question is the idea of that all of these conferences seem to be going to non-divisions now. ACC is going that way. SEC is going to play that way. Big Ten is, you know, going to do that. I mean, why, you know, look, I'm an old stuck in the mud, I guess, kind of guy. I like divisions. Why do you think that they're, all these conferences are going away from having any separation within the conference?
So trying to get the two best teams, regardless of division, into the championship game. And that doesn't always happen. I know with the Big Ten, the big point of consternation is, okay, well, Michigan and Ohio State have to play in the finale in the next week. Just like I'm sure that's why that Alabama-Georgia game placement is so interesting to me, because in some ways you want to protect your heavyweights. And I think it does create a pecking order for the 12-team playoff to look at. You know, it makes it a little less complicated. To be clear, I'm like you. I like divisions. I like that kind of format. I like the reward for winning your division. But I would anticipate that all five conferences do it this way in the future.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Bill, because the ACC made a point to, when they set up divisions and everything, to make sure Miami was on one side and Florida State was on the other, because the anticipation was, oh, well, we're going to have Miami-Florida State every year, and that's two of the top programs in the country. And, you know, to quote the great Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. I mean, you know, we didn't really get any of those matchups to it. So, you know, again, to your point, just when you think you have the answers, you know, people change the questions, and we never really get what we think we're going to get out of these, you know, types of matchups where you want the two best or whatever.
Right. I mean, we got 2 years till 2024. I mean, obviously, I did a winners and losers that I submitted like everybody else. I think LSU caught some schedule breaks, right? They get their toughest games at home. Mississippi State, here was something interesting for you guys. There was 11 SEC games, SEC rivalries, including Oklahoma and Texas's games, have been played more than 100 times. The only school that lost two of those was Mississippi State. They lost, you know, they played Alabama 100 times. Mm-hmm. They played LSU a ton of times. So they're one of those schools that kind of, again, loser by schedule, but loser because they lost two historical rivals.
Bill Bender, national college writer for Sporting News, sportingnews.com, so you can check out all of his work. So the other part of the question that I have is, why is there such a struggle to come up with a model for number of games to play? I mean, obviously, we just had all the SEC meetings down in Destin, and they can't come up with a format and this, that, and the other. So, you know, they kind of go through this thing 1 year at a time. Why is there such a struggle for these conferences to come up with the right number of games to play as far as an in-conference schedule?
See, I'm a proponent of 9, even 10. I would go to 10. I would go to 10 if I was a commissioner. I would play 10 conference games. I would keep leaning on my in-house strength of schedule. Yeah, and then the non-conference scheduling will suffer because of that. And that's fine. I mean, if Alabama plays 10 conference games, I have no problem whatsoever if they play Southern Mississippi and a Conference USA school. I don't, you know? So I think that's something to watch. But I am wondering how the 12-team college football playoff will rectify each league's schedule, because, like I said, the disadvantage for the SEC in this format is if Ole Miss and Wisconsin are both sitting there at 9-3 and they're fighting for that last playoff spot, I'm going to take Wisconsin because they played an extra conference game.
Well, and you know, here's the other part of that, and I'll kind of maybe play contrarian a little bit. One of the things that I think is great in the SEC and ACC is the fact that you have five games where they play one another. So you've got Carolina, South Carolina, and Clemson. You've got Georgia, Georgia Tech. You've got games, you know, Kentucky, even Louisville. I mean, Florida, Florida State. Like, I don't want there to be those kinds of games sacrificed for the sake of even playing an extra conference game, because, again, there's still plenty of, you know, Vanderbilts and Missouris and teams like that that are going to, you know, be in the mix. I would rather see even a Georgia, Georgia Tech than, let's say, a, you know, again, and I'm just using, you know, an example, I don't know, who's the bottom feeder of the West? I mean, you know, an Arkansas or somebody like that versus Georgia. I'd rather see an in-state rival kind of game.
For sure. And that's a fair point, you know, with those, because that is laced into the SEC schedule, having those ACC games. I guess my other point would be, I think it incentivizes less. Like, for example, Michigan, Texas is on the schedule in a few years. And I'm wondering, if I was Michigan and I'm playing 9 conference games and I got Texas, it's also a possible playoff matchup in some ways. Now, you got to think of that in some ways with those heavyweight non-conference matchups. It's like, why am I going to play this team in September when I might see them in November? That's something to think about, too.
You know, and Bill, as we look at the expanded playoff, you know, I've said this for a long time, that and years that I've said this, look, you are never going to have all neutral site games if the playoff expanded. It was always going to be home games for the better teams. I mean, the idea that, you know, oh, well, we can incorporate all the bowl system and all that, that was never going to happen. They were never going to play, you know, a playoff game at, you know, Ford Field for the Little Caesars Bowl, or, you know, in the Poulan Weed Eater Bowl. You know, yeah, you're going to have the big bowls that get mixed in just like we do now, but I like the idea of rewarding teams early on to, and I hate to say it this way, to kind of help ensure even more that we don't get, you know, too many upsets in this. I want to see the best teams in the country play the best teams in the country.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing it. And I think that will create some excitement. I have said all along that the 12-team playoff is going to alter how you view the regular season. For example, last year, I always point to this game, when LSU beat Alabama, and this is going to be a dated reference, you know, I was out with some of the lacrosse dads, and they were acting like the Wicked Witch was dead because Alabama was out of the playoff. Now it's just seeding. Alabama
yes.
could lose that. Alabama last year, if we're in a 12-team playoff, I could still contend. It might have been Alabama and Georgia for the championship again.
Yeah, and to that point, Bill, you know, at this point, the SEC championship game will probably never be an elimination game for the playoffs. I mean, it just won't be an elimination game. I mean, we've obviously seen that, you know, multiple teams that have been in the SEC title game get in, but this, I mean, at the 12-team playoff now, it's pretty much a guarantee that the SEC title game will never be an elimination game for a playoff berth.
Right, and that's something I've pointed out to no avail, and I know how the SEC championship game is in the conference identity, but there's less value in it now.
Yes.
I just believe that. It's kind of like a major conference basketball championship game for the most part. There's, unless you're a team trying to get in the big dance, there's less value in it. And I think it'll be the same for the other ones. I mean, the SEC championship game obviously is the most watched every year and has the most on the line, but weekends like last year where, you know, Ohio State slipped in by virtue of a couple losses, that'll probably be less. I really believe that.
Well, and to your point, Bill, and last question for you. Look, the SEC championship game has arguably been, at worst, the third most important game played in college football, maybe next to the playoff games. And, you know, obviously if it was in the BCS era, I mean, it was maybe the second most important game played because, again, that was going to probably decide who was getting that national championship berth or one of those playoff spots. To your point now, that moves from maybe the third most important game in the country to, I don't know, maybe the sixth or seventh most important game in the country. And it does lose some of that cachet of, whether it's perceived or real, some of that cachet of the importance of, you know, the loser not being in a playoff picture. Now the loser's going to be in every year.
Right, and especially it definitely brings up how you were saying, when you lose the divisions, there's no chance that, like, the 5-loss team is playing in that game and trying to get a Cinderella berth or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if that we can call Cinderella's a 7-5 team a Cinderella in college football. So it is going to be more for seeding. I'm anxious to see what that value translates to, because I was making the comparison. It would be like at the end of the NFL regular season, the Falcons and Saints playing a division championship game before the wild card. Nobody's going to care about that game.
Right.
They want to care about what the playoffs look like, because the NFL, with just one team getting a bye, has put less value on that seeding.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill Bender, you can check out his work at sportingnews.com. He's on Twitter, at BillBender92, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Bill, as always, buddy, good conversation. Always appreciate the time with you, and we will chat again here soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. Well, that lasted a year. Up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.